Our text for this morning is Luke chapter 5. Listen for a word from God for you. Once, while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them, and they were washing their nets. And he got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and he taught the crowds from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long, but caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And when they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink, but when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you'll be catching people." And when they brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I know what you think about characters in movies and literature, and so I'm just going to, just so we get our head around it, because there are two different types of characters. They're round characters and they're flat characters. And so to sort of illustrate that, just give me some, like, Marvel fans. Who we got? We got the Guardians of the Galaxy. Who's in the Guardians of the Galaxy? Just shout it out. Drax, okay. Groot. Right, what? Star-Lord, what about the Avengers? There we go. Star Wars? Yeah, okay, depends on which generation. Okay. Now, for some of you other ones, you may not know these, but now you're involved. So, Gone with the Wind. Scarlet. Red. Okay, good. Green Eggs and Ham. Sam and that other guy. Where the Wild Things Are. Max. Oh, huh? No. Read that child the Wild Things when you know. All right, To Kill the Mockingbird. Atticus, Scout, Jim. And what was the little kid's name? Boo? No, it's not Scout. The little Dill, right. I'm sorry, I forgot it wasn't on print. All right, so in these characters, in these stories, you have round characters and you have flat characters. And it's very simple how the difference are. Flat characters just they don't change, they don't grow. Han Solo grew from being this wild loner to being involved. You look at the Atticus Finch and Scout and Jim are round characters. They're growing, they're changing, they're dealing with tough choices. The problem is the people around them were flat characters. They didn't change and they wanted things the same and they didn't grow. Now they can be vibrant, but they didn't grow. Darth Vader didn't grow until really the end. Maybe a process of growth, but he was a round character. He changed, he developed, he grew. In the Gospels, we have flat characters and we have round characters. Round characters grow. The Pharisees and the general religious leaders, preachers like me, very flat. Sorry. But Peter, especially in this instance, grows. And I'm going to talk about three ways that he grows. First, he grows closer. You know, he has this encounter with Jesus. He does what he's told. And even when Jesus says, "Look, put your boat out, go fishing again." He's like, "Master, we fish all night long. But because you say so, I'll do it." And I think part of this for me and for the Wednesday night group, this is just an act of love and respect. And because you say start the fire, I'll start the fire. Because you say go out and try again, I'll go try again. He's not looking to be successful. He's just looking to be faithful. That's a good mantra. God calls for faithful, and then see what happens. And so he is growing closer to Jesus because, and then when he does, he realizes, okay, you're different. Depart from me because I'm a sinful guy. I'm not worthy to be your buddy or your disciple. And he goes, worthy has nothing to do with it. They're closer. And that's the most important thing. They almost spend the least time on it. They grow closer. Round characters generally do. From Darth to Luke to the Avengers to they all fight in the beginning movie and then it doesn't go well lately. But, you know, hopefully it's going to get better. And they grow closer. And so that's really the first part about being scouts together. I still feel a close affinity for my scoutmaster, for the scouts I served with, because we did stuff together. The adventure brought us closer. And so Peter knows now he's on an adventure. He also grows wiser and deeper. Now think about this. They're fishermen. And what we know about Peter generally is that as a fisherman, he talks like an expert. Look, we're fishermen. We've been fishing all night. But in general, he wasn't a very good fisherman. Why? He fishes all night, doesn't catch anything, and every time you hear about them, they're always mending their nets. And so he's not that good of a fisherman, but he's a fisherman. But he grows broader because Jesus says, look, I'm going to make you fish for people. Not like that makes any sense, but he knows it's bigger than what he's about. Now, the difference between Peter here and with the other disciples is this is a lesson I hope you can connect to. The difference between magic and miracles. Magic is if I do the right formula, the things will happen that I want to happen. And that's most of our stories. How can I be super in my heroics by knowing what to do if I can just know the right formula? And so people come and they say, hey, please pray so that. So if I just pray right, it'll go well for me. Jesus died at 33. He prayed right. Relax. Because you see, the difference between magic and miracles is magic is you getting it right and having control. Miracles is giving up control in order to experience something amazing. The coolest thing about Peter is while the rest of them are going, okay, how do we do this every day? Because if I do this every day and I get this kind of return on my efforts, then I'm going to be rich. Peter's going, dude, that was really cool. I want to be a part of that. Where you go, I will go. Peter's on a whole nother level because he understands that I just have to go and be faithful and then something miraculous is going to happen. Working hard, getting to Duke, that's really cool. But finding out that the place where we have a children's school in Haiti is also the place where the dad comes from and the daughter goes to Duke, that's just along for the ride. But it's miraculous. When I was little, I wanted to be a magician. And so I got the magic hat from Ronco. Anybody remember Ronco? It was big in plastic. And you were supposed to pour water in. If you did it just right, the water would disappear, and you put it on your head, and everybody would go, oh. I looked in there, it's full of water. And so, of course, I went for comic relief. When I've told you this, some of you this many times, and I still do it. When Nate was little, we go to Target, and I walk up to the doors, I wave my hand, and the doors would open, and he'd go, that's cool. And we'd be riding down the street. And I'd watch for the lights to change. And I'd say, hey, Nate, watch. Abracadabra. It's green. That's cool. He still lets me do it now. When we walk up to the store, I still wave my hand like I can open the door. Do it. It's fun. But that's the desire to be magic. But the desire to be faithful is, okay, God, what can you do with this? That's what we come to church for now, especially nowadays, because church is either all stars and bright lights, or what you have around you is a group of people just trying to do church. And if you don't go here, that's fine. We're still going to be excited about that scout troop. you're not in the preschool, we don't care. We're still going to be excited about those preschool students, especially those who have challenging needs. At Compton Elementary, we're still going to work together because we want that change to growth and be exponential. The basketball team, that's a big step for us. We're going to work together to see what might happen. But we know what the goal is. It's not just to have a team that wins the church league. It's to have a team that all those girls who might not otherwise go to college on a full athletic scholarship. All of them, 100%. And if you talk to the coach, he won't listen to anything else. And being a part of that puts us in touch with miraculous, because as people we wouldn't be. That's growth. It's your growing broadward. And finally, you're growing upward. You're becoming a round character. Because you see, the job is not to make God a character in our stories. People go, how do I pray so that God will do what I want God to do? No. It's how do you pray so you can find yourself better in God's story? The Bible is not your handbook to make the world go the way you want. The Bible is God's story in the world so you can find your place as a character. Think about the characters that you know. They're all very particular. And in being so particular, it's like there's no other. They're just universally particular. And that's your job. Your job is not to be Jada or me or somebody else. Your job is to be you. And what that means, we don't know. But we are committed to helping you find that out. And we are committed to helping each other find that out. Because it's still your job, no matter what your age is, to find your place as a character in God's story. And at times you'll know you're getting there when you go, holy cow, this is far bigger than anything I imagined. It was never about the fish. It was never about the product. It was about encountering God among us. Because how terrible it is to be God who wants to be involved, but has people who are never amazed, has people who are never in awe. So awe, amazement, those are all characteristics of faith because you're attentive. Old wisdom story says, Sophia, why do you pray so the sun will come up? She said, no, I pray so when the sun comes up, I'll be awake to see it. God is at work in the world. That's the message of the Gospels. Be awake so that you can see it. Be diligent at all your values and all those laws and all those character traits, because it takes over and over and over again. And when you do, you'll find yourself growing closer, you'll find yourself growing broader, and you'll find yourself growing deeper into the work God has in the world. That's what all those laws are about. That's what this is about. Let's pray together. God, work in our lives so that we might experience your kingdom here and now, in whatever way, in whatever groups we're with. For that is what we're about. And that's why we've come, and that's why we've gathered, and that's why we lift our voices, praying as we were taught, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.